This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Broadband speeds are predicted to grow in the next 5 years from 21.8 megabytes per second in North America and Europe to over 40. Latin America will only get to 16.9 megabytes per second in that period, with the Middle East and Africa only 14.9, and India and Indonesia will be even lower. Contingent workers make up about 40.4% of the U.S. workforce in 2010, according to a report released recently by the Government Accountability Office. That's up from 35.3% in 2006. The Wall Street Journal explains most of the growth came out of not from typical freelancers or temp workers, but from an increase in permanent part-timers, a category that grew as employers cut hours and hired fewer full-time workers during the recession. The Supreme Court justices reinstated a discrimination lawsuit filed against Abercrombie & Fitch, saying the company acted improperly in refusing to hire a Muslim woman because she wore a headscarf. The vote was 8-1, with only Justice Thomas dissenting. Citigroup may ditch Banamex U.S. unit while facing a $100 million fine, fearing that it cannot solve money laundering problems there. The Missouri State Attorney General's report says that police officers were 75% more likely to stop black motorists than white ones. Many health insurers, including those seeking relatively hefty increases, say they are asking for higher premiums because they remain unsure about the future and what their medical costs will be. Department of Homeland Security ordered the Transportation Security Administration to revise its security procedures after screeners at airport checkpoints failed to detect weapons and other prohibited items 95% of the time in a covert test. A major new poll finds that more than 4 in 5 Americans say money plays too great a role in political campaigns, while 2/3 say that the wealthy have more of a chance to influence the election process than other Americans. Over half are doubtful that there will be much change, though. Louisiana legislature has set up a framework to expand Medicaid as soon as they have a new governor elected. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.